seems like we've had a couple of kind of ugly games here in a row, but we've found a way to get through them and win. And like we keep telling the guys, that's what it comes down to. If we can execute well enough to get out on these ugly games and do what we need to do to win, then we'll take it. We're doing something right, and let's just build and, again, try to get some momentum moving on. And finally, you know, some of those plays that we're getting little chunks of yards on, maybe they'll pop eventually if we can just kind of clean up some of these mistakes we made.
I think Heather Hall said it good in her interview tonight. She said if you have to win ugly and it's on errors and walks and things like that, that's how you win. So I guess it can work
exactly.
Both ways.
You can lose in the same way, so I'll take the winning part.
That's right. Those come too often, probably, when they're that way. Running game, though. You guys, I got to sit in on your games the last couple of weeks, and the running game just is continuing to improve. I mean, it was never bad, I don't think, but it seems to have solidified somehow. Have you made some changes? Is it personnel, or is it just the guys improving in technique and really starting to believe?
It's a little bit of both. You know, after that first week, we made some personnel moves, just moved some guys into different positions, and it's really helped them and helped us. You know, we just didn't have them in the right spot, and, you know, we weren't doing a good job coaching at the beginning of the year there. So making a couple of moves as far as moving guys around the line has helped out a ton, and they've gelled together really well. And, you know, we're getting to that point now where we can kind of turn things over to them. We can make a play call, and those guys know the offense well enough now that they can make adjustments and they can make calls on their own out there. And that's ultimately what we want to see. You know, if we've got to tell them what to do all the time, it makes life rough. But if they're able to understand what we're trying to do and be able to make those calls and adjust on the fly, it can help out. And, you know, tonight I give Putnam a lot of credit. We repped all week talking about, you know, how aggressive and how, you know, in our face they were going to be defensively. And their backers do a great job scraping, and their D-line does a good job occupying blocks up front. And we thought we did a pretty good job trying to simulate and rep that this week. But, you know, it's another thing when you get in there and see game speed. So Putnam gave us some trouble with just overall team speed and their defensive swarm getting to the ball. But like you said, we've learned to trust our scheme and trust our process. And the guys just believe it. And when you can believe in it and keep fighting through it, you're going to find those little gaps. And we were able to put enough of those runs together tonight to get us in the end zone.